A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 2 and 3. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. This is in the context of those who have religious curious ideas and they think that it makes them especially spiritual, as it says in the previous verse about those who through knowledge about food and what food is right and not right. The Lord says this knowledge puffs him up, but love builds up. And then the Lord says here to us that all other knowledge is in vain. It will die. It is of no use to us. Only loving the Lord. And so everything that you know doctrinally, all of that is in vain if it doesn't go together with a relationship with God, loving Him. We've looked at previous words for you in this week. Matthew 7:23, does God know you? Even though you might claim that you know Him, does He know you in that He has an intimate, close, warm relationship with you because of His Son, because of being reconciled to Him? Then we looked at John 8:34-35. Are you a servant in the house of God, or are you a son? For only the Son remains forever. Then we looked at John 14:23-24, where it says that God will come and make His home with you if you love Jesus and keep His words. And here it's basically saying the same thing, that if you love God, you are known by God. It's also true that if you're known by Him, you will love Him, and that there's an intimacy with God that is because of the forgiveness of sin. There is no knowing God without having your sins cleansed and being released from them. All other knowledge is in vain, and the Lord simply says here through Paul writing to the Corinthians that every other knowledge is just your imagination. It's useless. What matters is, do you love God? Then you are known by Him, not just known as to who you are. He knows everybody, of course, in this world, everything about them more than they know about themselves. But does He know you in the sense of having a close relationship with you?